I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Before we get into today's episode, I just want to check in. How y'all doing? Ladies, how y'all feel? Fellas, y'all all right? Erykah Badu voice. I know last week was a lot. I was a bit turned up. I'm not even going to lie. I've been cracking up at you guys' Instagram stories and emails I've been getting and posts and things of that nature. I'm so glad that you guys always know that the edges are snatched in love. Like, I snatch them, but then I rub a little holy oil on them for them to grow back. But this week is part two of last week's episode. But before we get into that, this is, of course, the Thanksgiving season. This is coming out on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. It was on my heart. I really wanted to give back to those who want to start a podcast, but haven't been able to financially invest. I know for Anchor Media, our things are usually premium priced. So I wanted to give you guys my online course, The Profitable Podcast Accelerator, for only $99. This is a $399 course. You can go on our website and see that price, but I'm offering it for $99 for the first 100 people who want it with the code Black Friday. So Black Friday, all caps, all one word, to get the price to $99. You guys know Anchor Media has a proven track record of helping people launch and grow successful podcasts. This year alone, I signed a book deal with a publisher and added almost an additional six figures to my revenue from podcasting in the middle of a pandemic. Right, there is limitless potential when it comes to podcasts and where your podcast could take you. And there's a lot of information out there, and information is great, but what you need is strategy. And so in this course, I have four modules. Like, this is not a 1 hour thing. This is four separate modules. The first module is all about show development. So I go over everything that you need to develop a great show that people buy into and that people listen into every single week. I go over production in module two, so all the techie stuff that you need to produce a podcast. I go over marketing. Module three is all about podcast marketing, so how to establish and increase your listenership. And then lastly, I talk about monetizing, so how to make money with your podcast. If you are just starting out with a show, this is great for you. Even if you haven't launched, because I'm going to give you everything you need to launch, and I'm going to give you everything you need to launch successfully. If you already have a show, this is great for you as well, because I do go over the launch aspects, but that is just one part of the course. Most of it is all about strategy. In addition to all of that, I even added my masterclass in there on how I made six figures podcasting. So this is usually $399, almost $400. I'm giving it to the first 100 people for $99 because I just don't want circumstances to keep you from launching your show. And I want to see y'all be great. And I want to see us all with these major platforms that we're using to advance the kingdom of God. So the link is in the show notes. You can go to anchormedia.com, click on products. When you click on the course, use offer code Black Friday to get it for $99. That's it. Let's get into part two.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Y'all, I'm on fire. I'm like turned up right now. I mean, in all transparency, I'm recording last week's episode and this week's episode at the same time. I wrapped up last week and went straight to recording this one because I'm just pumped and I didn't want to stop or lose the momentum because Holy Spirit is really flowing.
in last week's episode, and this is for those who are feeling stuck in their purpose, part two. Last week, I talked a lot about how a space that a lot of people are in. I believe that the title speaks for itself. And we talked about the importance of transformed by the word and not just inspired by it, and definitely not positioning ourselves on the people who don't have power, because a lot of us do. I talked about the importance of getting into your word, like, and not trying to create this checklist of something you think is going to speed up God doing something in your life, but rather get into your word, truly understand it, truly get back to the basics and not try to skip basic training and go straight to the war. Come on, Holy Spirit, don't skip basic training and try to go straight to the war. There's a process to the purpose. There's a process to the promise, and you can't skip it. You just can't. God is not going to trust you without you being proven, without you being fortified. And we should take it as an honor that he won't give us the promise of the purpose prematurely. He loves us too much for that. He loves his people too much for that. How many people in your life have gotten power before they were ready and you were hurt because of it? So why would you want to do that to somebody else? But it's all rooted in the fact that we try to make purpose so selfish, as opposed to looking at it for what it is, which is us just doing the part in God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven, us assisting with his plan. So if you really looked at him as the one who had the magnificent plan for the whole entire world, if you looked at it as that and understood how there are so many working parts, and that it all has a purpose and he all has a plan for everything under the sun, if you really looked at it like that, then you would appreciate the fact that he is putting you through this process before you get to the purpose, because you'll squander it or you'll hurt somebody else. And that's somebody else now who has to pray and fast and get things off their bloodline because of someone else getting power prematurely. So again, and I said this last week, we talked about we cannot make purpose so selfish. We just can't, y'all. We cannot. So if you're in that space where you're frustrated, and hear me out here, I'm not telling you not to feel how you feel. If you've been listening to me long enough, I tell you to acknowledge how you feel, but stand on what you know. So you may be frustrated at the fact that God hasn't answered some of your prayers, or his plan has, you're still confused as far as what he's doing. You may be frustrated in that. Your feelings are valid, but you can't stay there. Because that keeps you from the posture that he needs you in, which is at his feet, which is surrender, which is open to whatever it is that he has you to do so that you can obey. It's through your obedience that the purpose will unfold. So you can acknowledge how you feel, but stand on what you know, that God has plans to prosper you and not to harm you and to give you hope in a future. Stand on those things. Like, this is a very popular scripture. We know it by heart, but we got to live it too. Some of you guys also are in a space where you're doing the things of God. You know, you're not at the place where you still want to, you're not in the waiting season anymore, but God has blessed you with some things, but you feel like he's far while you're trying to make it happen. You feel like you are tending to these things that he's giving you, but you're looking like, God, I need you. Like, where you at? Can you show me how to do this? Or God, why do I feel like you're so distant? And I gave this word to someone this week. I don't have my notebook with me where I wrote it down, but, when I was praying, God revealed to me that in their life in particular, they were in that space where they are feeling like God is kind of far from them, so to speak. But what God was showing me is that he's not far. He's right there, but he's giving them space to tap into a different version of themselves. So at this point, but there was a point where they were totally dependent on God for every little thing. That was their process. That's what they had to do in order to be able to handle and to be able to be proven to be able to receive what it is that they have now. So they had gotten used to that relationship with God, but now their relationship with God is starting to look a little bit differently. And so they're perceiving it as distance when it's not what it is. It's just God is now showing them a new version of themselves. And so I'm saying this on the show because I believe that a lot of you guys are in that space as well. Like, your relationship with God is evolving and you're misinterpreting the season as you in as being distant from God when that's not what it is. He's right there. And what he showed me to tell to the person was that he's there, but it's like a parent where you see the child working on something and they want you to just come on, like, oh, mom, come help me with this, because they're used to you just coming and always helping him right then and there. But they're standing back now and just watching. And as you don't answer them right away, they're learning to figure it out. They're learning that they're stronger than they thought they were. They're finding solutions that they may not have found if you would have just came and solved it for them. They're now able to tap into different skill sets and abilities that they had because they were given the room to figure it out. So some of you guys, God is giving room because he wants you to tap into gifts and abilities that he's already giving you.
This episode is brought to you by Woven. Woven brings all of your calendars into one place and powers them up with awesome scheduling tools. It's the all-in-one calendar that's perfect for busy people. It syncs your calendars, including your Google, G Suite, and Microsoft 365 accounts, so that you can see all of your time, both personal and professional. Woven builds scheduling links directly into your calendar so that you can use both one-off scheduling links and published scheduling links. You can even create group polls if you need to find the best time for several people's schedules. You can quickly time block your week using Woven smart templates so that you can plan your perfect week. Woven also is built in analytics, so you can easily calculate where you spend your time so that you can make more time for what matters most. Try Woven Premium for free for 21 days at usewoven.com/blessed. Again, that's usewoven.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show.
And so I want to share that with you because, again, I believe that some of you guys do feel like you're in a space where God is distant. He's not distant. He's just being a good parent and you're growing up. And he has to let you grow up. You're not the baby anymore that you were when you first gave your life to him. You're not the baby you were when you first became an entrepreneur. Now it's time to grow up a little bit, and he's taking a step back. He's still present. He's still there. He's still a great father, but any great parent know when it's time to be hands off. Even thinking about me personally with my son, he's 6 months now. And ever up until this point, every time he cried, I would run. I'm right there. I pick him up. Soon as he cried, go get the pacifier, go get whatever it is he need. I'll run to him. I'll grab him. I'll comfort him. But now he's at the age where he has to learn how to self-soothe. And so I can't just hop up and run and get him every time he cries. I have to give him the space to work through, to understand, like, oh no, I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm not hungry. Yeah, mommy's not right here holding me right now, but I'm okay. I can go back off to sleep. So he's getting older and I'm still there. I'm right outside the nursery door. I'm right there. I'm right there looking at the monitor, seeing him toss and turn and look around to try to figure out where I'm at. I'm right there, but I can't just go run in there and pick him up and coddle him the way that I did before, because he has to learn now how to self-soothe, how to put himself back to sleep, how to solve whatever problem he's having for himself right then and there. And it's the same thing with God. He's right there. So for you, whoever this is, like, if you're feeling, he's right there. He's right there. He's right there. And consider it an honor that he trusts that in your self-soothing that you're going to get back on track. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is it that he's such a good father? Another thought that I had about this whole purpose thing is we have to allow our current seasons to unfold and stop rushing them, because the problems don't go away once you arrive to wherever it is that you're trying to arrive to. The battles just get bigger, the tests get harder, and it's how you handle the season that you're in now that's going to strengthen your spiritual muscles so that you can handle the seasons that's coming.
This episode is brought to you by my favorite meal kit delivery service, HelloFresh. Get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes cooking at home easy, fun, and affordable. HelloFresh is easy and stress-free. They offer convenient, no-contact delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. They cut out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so that you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. Then on top of that, you save money because you save up to 40% when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. I've personally been using HelloFresh for years. I'm happy they're a sponsor because I've been a consumer of theirs for quite some time now. And one thing that I loved about HelloFresh is that I don't have to think about what's for dinner, for one. I already know. The meals are easy to cook. They're quick because a lot of times, especially now, I'm busy. So y'all see me cooking on Instagram, but sometimes I don't have time to do all of that. And HelloFresh allows me to save money on the extensive grocery store bill and get dinner on the table for me and my family quick so that we can get back to doing other things. It also helped me expand my palate a little bit by cooking things that I normally wouldn't make. So now I'm able to make things that are healthy, that taste good, and things that I never would have thought of before. Go to HelloFresh.com/90blessed and use code 90blessed to get $90 off, including free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/90blessed and use code 90blessed to get $90 off, including free shipping. I know you guys have heard me mention Green Chef before, and I love that I can switch between both brands because HelloFresh actually owned Green Chef. So now I'm able to get access to a wider array of meals and plans to choose from. So take advantage of this, you guys. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/90blessed and use 90blessed to get $90 off, including free shipping. Let's get back to the show. This episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. We're coming up on the holiday season. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And while this is an exciting time for many, this is also a time where seasonal depression likes to kick in. You know, a lot of us, we've had a lot of losses this year. I know I've lost family this year. So the holidays are going to look different for a lot of us. And we have to take a little bit of a mental health check to check in with ourselves to see how we're feeling and be honest that we might need somebody to talk to. BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you. They're the world's largest e-counseling platform. And if you have a busy schedule like me, it can be hard to research and make appointments with in-person counselors. And so for me personally, I find myself not going because it just takes too much work and I'm unable to find something that just fits a level of convenience that my lifestyle demands. But with BetterHelp, they'll connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and online private environment. It's as convenient as it gets. And you can now even get help on your own time and at your own pace. BetterHelp is available worldwide, so wherever you are on the globe, they are there for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Everything that you share is completely confidential, and you can even start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. So if you need to talk to someone ASAP, this is where you need to go. And best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today, you guys? Get the help that you need and go to betterhelp.com/blessed. You simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and you get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. Now, with me personally, God is really activating my prophetic gift, right? I'm dreaming a lot more. So I've been talking to you guys about dreams. If you've been a listener for a while, I've said before that I didn't really dream like that. And that was true. But now God is speaking to me a lot in my dreams. And recently, I've had some interesting dreams, and I thank God that I have people in my life who I can send them to and they'll interpret them for me. But I had a dream recently where
I'm not even going to get into details because it was a lot going on, but the enemy pretty much was in my dream and I wasn't scared. The first thing I noticed about my dream that I was proud of is that I wasn't scared. I saw him. I looked straight at him and I sized him up and I was like, yo, what's up? What's up with, I was somewhere, my mom was around, and I was like, yo, what's up with him? And I knew that it was the enemy once I woke up. But in the dream, I recognized it as like this demonic spirit. But I wasn't afraid at all. I just kept my eye on him. And he said something to me like he was paying attention to what I was doing. Like, oh, you, this one turned out okay, huh? And it was about the retreat, actually. And so I was like, what? So I woke up and that's like a very, very short version. And I sent it to the people that I trust to interpret my dreams. And they were like, he was just letting you know that he's watching and waiting for an opportunity to destroy what it is that God has you building. Waiting for it in, if that makes sense. So, and even I told you guys about like the warfare going into my retreat a couple weeks ago was that the enemy just kept telling me to give up, to give up, to give up. Like, this isn't going to work out. You're going to make a fool of yourself trying to do this virtually. You're going to look stupid. This is like telling me all of these things. And in the dream, the enemy had to swallow his own words because in the dream we were at the retreat and he was looking around like, oh, this one was better than the last one. And I was like, and so again, I got the people to interpret it and they were like, yeah, he's paying attention to what you're doing. You're entering into new levels. With the more and more you obey and grow and God takes you new places, you're entering into new levels. And there are new principalities and new spirits and higher ranking ones that are at these levels that you're going to. And when I was thinking about that, when I was talking to them about that, it was like, I wouldn't have even been able to handle this some years ago. This would have been too much. This would have been too much. But now these things coming up or me realizing just what I'm up against in this new level that God has me at, I'm not afraid at all. And a reason why I'm not afraid of what I'm going against is because one, I have the victory of always. And number two, my spiritual muscles have been strengthened over the years. God put me on a fast once a week for a whole year. I fasted. I had a whole year of fasting and consecration. I remember the year after that in like 2018, God said, don't have a drink of nothing. No wine, no anything. I want you to be sober and vigilant the whole entire year. And that whole entire year, and y'all know I like wine to talk about it, I did not have anything at all. I was sober and I was vigilant. I fast now. I fast weekly now. I'll go on a fast at a drop of a hat. I should have been skinny by now. Probably could have 1-6 o'clock hit your girl be going in. But nevertheless, like through fasting and consecration, through getting in my word, through seeing God giving me eyes to see myself the way that he sees me, through keeping his track record and seeing where he's brought me through everything that I've gone up against and felt intimidated by, being able to conquer those things because of him, that stuff has strengthened my spiritual muscles. So now knowing him revealing more and more to me about what I'm up against, I'm not intimidated at all. At all.
This episode is brought to you by Glossier. You probably know Glossier for their skincare products and for popularizing the glowy, dewy skin look. Glossier also creates makeup products, body care products, and fragrance. Glossier believes in the power of self-expression and personal choice in both beauty and beyond. So they're always in conversation with their community about the best ingredients, the best techniques, and dream products. The result is products that condense the best of beauty and are inspired by real routines. I personally love that their products are cruelty-free and that the ingredients are dermatologist tested. I have sensitive skin, and so I'm very cautious about the things that I put onto my face. And I also love how they fit into my routine. So if you guys have been following me on social media or my YouTube channel, you've seen how I've been doing my own makeup a lot. And so the key to me being able to do that well is good products that are very, very easy for me to fit into how I do my face. I love the Cloud Paint Duo that I have. It's actually their best-selling gel cream blush in a set. you pick two of your favorite shades and save. So as a brown girl, the right shade of blush is very important. We can't be out here with our cheeks too rosy. And all you really need are your fingertips. You just dab onto your cheeks wherever you like and you pat it in to blend. Get the Cloud Paint Duo by visiting glossier.com/podcast/blessed. For a limited time, new customers can get 10% off your first order. Certain exclusions do apply. That's glossier.com/podcast/blessed. Let's get back to the show. But my spiritual muscles only got strong from working them out. The same way if you were to want to get physically strong, you don't get strong without working out. And working out doesn't feel good. You're sore. It's painful. You don't like it. I work out 3 times a week. I hate it every time. I do not like doing it. I like to eat and sleep. And that is not a recipe for being healthy. That's what I like to do. But I have to work out because I have to be strong and physically able to handle where I'm going and where I am. And the same thing spiritually. It doesn't always feel good to be in a waiting season. It doesn't feel good to be frustrated about where God has you and to be at this job that you hate, knowing that He's called you for more. It doesn't feel good at all. I understand that. I understand that. So I don't want last week's episode or this week's episode to make you feel as if I'm discrediting your emotions, because I'm not. But I want to remind you, though, that God knows what He's doing. And we have to just continue to remind ourselves of that so that we're not allowing how we feel to take us out of position. And so again, going back to my thought, just let the current season unfold. Don't rush it. Don't let social media rush you. Don't let that your favorite influencer or success story rush you. Your favorite pastor rush you. Don't let anybody rush you. Stay on pace with what God has you doing. There's no time that you think that you've lost that He won't allow you to recover. He'll allow you to reap 6 years worth of blessings in 1 year because of 6 months of preparation. That's the type of God we serve. So don't ever think that anything or any season is in vain, because it is not. All things work together. All of them. A-L-L-U-M. All of them. But also understand that, again, like I said, the battles get bigger, the tests get harder. And what the season that you're in now, this season of being fortified, is what's going to allow you to handle what's going to come with the next season. I was talking to a friend of mine this week. She called and I called her for something else, but we ended up talking because that's just, y'all know how that go. So we end up talking and I was telling her, because she was frustrated with some things, like if some areas of her life where she's able to be super obedient, and there's other areas where it's a little bit harder. And so I was telling her the same thing I was telling you guys about, like my dream. And I'm like, look, you have to surrender in all of these areas. There's too much that you're up against. I tell you guys about the book, The 7 Mountains of Influence. Again, Amazon store. 7 Mountains of Influence. And one thing that book really showed me was that the more you climb whatever mountain that you're called to, the stronger the principality and the spirits at work on that mountain are, the higher ranking they are, the more strategic they are, the harder the fights get. So there is rank in the demonic realm. Like, there's ranking there. And we are fighting against the enemy, and he has helpers. And these helpers get stronger and more cunning and more strategic and more cutthroat the higher and higher you go in whatever space that God is calling you to. And you have to bear through the season that you're in and persevere through the season that you're in, because that's going to equip you. That's the training that you need to handle the wars that are ahead. Long suffering is one of the fruits of the spirit. We all love to skip over that one, but that's one of them. Long suffering, or another word of it is perseverance. That's a fruit of the spirit. So for as long as you're persevering for God's plan, then you're in line with your purpose.
So by you simply persevering, you guys, you're in line with his purpose for your life, because that's what he wants you to do. If I can't even list the attacks, you guys, that I go, like, I tell y'all the great things that happen with, like, the book deal or with the success of Anchor Media and all of these things that we launch and the show and all of this stuff. This stuff is great. But let me tell you something. Sis fight. Okay? I fight on the back end. That's why I fast so daggone much. I fight on the back end. I get attacked many of ways. In this year alone, my body has been attacked. My health has been attacked. My marriage has been attacked. So much has been attacked. But it's through every victory that my spiritual muscles get stronger and I'm that more equipped to whatever fight is next. I'm not afraid to fight because I know that the victory is mine and I know the one that who is with me. So there's nothing for me to be afraid of, but I do need to understand the conditioning that has to happen for the wars that I'm going to have to embark on or the wars I'm going to have to fight in. So whenever I am going through something and I am fighting and I am being attacked and I am persevering and I do have whatever emotions I have about whatever is going on, I need to appreciate that season because it's going to prepare me for what's next. So for you, wherever you're at, like, understand that your purpose unfolds over time. So just relax. Inhale with me. Exhale. Like, relax. Relax. Allow your current season to unfold. Stop trying to rush it. The fights get bigger. So take the time to learn what you need to learn right now so that you're prepared for what's next. Like I said, the problems don't go away. Like, you're not going to be problem free. They might change, but you're not going to be problem free. You may not be dealing with how your bills are going to get paid anymore, but there's going to be something else. And it's the strengthening of your muscles that you get in this season that's going to prepare you for that one. I could not handle the trials of this season without the tools that I got from the last one. I'm going to say that one more time. I could not handle the trials of this season without the tools that I learned in the last one. I just wouldn't be able to do it. And so for you, where you are right now, I just pray that you take the pressure off of yourself because of this whole purpose word that gets thrown around. Take the pressure off yourself and just focus on what is God doing in this season. God, I surrender. God, I need to go back to the basics because I have been trying to skip steps and I need to just get back to the foundation, which is our relationship, and not a relationship where I'm trying to use my works to manipulate you into blessing me faster. But a relationship where we're getting to know each other. Well, I'm getting to know you. And I'm learning to love you. I'm learning who you are. A lot of us don't even understand the characteristics of God. And that's a dangerous place to be in when you skip over the basics to the point where you don't understand the characteristics of God, because you're going to then misinterpret a lot of things thinking that is God and it's not. People message me a lot and they're like, I was led to say this. Look, you was led by something, but it was not the Holy Spirit. And you have to understand when it's God and when it's not. And that comes from relationship. I know when it's the enemy throwing thoughts into my head and when it's the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I know. But I know only because of the relationship that I've built with God, and I know what are characteristics of God and what are not. And I want you guys to go back to the basics so that you can understand that, so that you can know him, so that you can know him. Can we make it popular to know God? Not know of him, not have secondhand faith, not just be parrots of what tweets sounded good or your favorite Dear God post on Instagram. Like, can we get to the point where we know and have a relationship with God, where the Holy Spirit is our guide, where we look to the Word for the blueprint on how we are to live our life, for the tools to pass whatever test that comes our way? Can we get back to that? Because it's from that pure-hearted place, that pure-hearted place of being a man or a woman after God's heart, that he's able to really do some things in us. So that's all I got for this, you guys. If you're looking for a place, I feel like this is where somebody need to play the piano and we're doing an altar call or something. But if you are looking for a place where you can grow in your relationship with God, where you can grow in your business, where you can do it with people who understand both journeys or both aspects of the journey, I invite you to sign up for the Society. We have a 2-week free trial all the time, so you can come and test us out. We have prayer calls every Wednesday. We have live sessions every other week. We have devotionals every day. We have Bible studies. We're in a Bible study right now about the life of David. It's so much going on. And even when you come to join, you get access to all the content from over a year we've been doing this. You get access to all of that content. So I suggest you sign up for our free trial. Go to blessedandbossedup.com/community. I'll put the link to the show notes, and that's it. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys. I am praying for you, and I will see you next week.